Hey guys, this is Alexandria, and now I'm going to be responding to week 15 podcasts. And the class mix that I used today was Ivani's and Xavier's. I would like to start off with Ivani's podcast. Ivani's podcast, this is my first time ever reviewing like Ivani's podcasts, and I kind of like feeling kind of bad because her podcast was really good. Week 15, what I reviewed was really good. I wish I would have like read more of her podcasts. So thumbs up to you, Ivani. But as she was going through her pod, like throughout her podcasts, she related it to like the COVID-19, which I also did. So that's another thumbs up, like doing a lot of relations to like our reality and that science. And she mentioned that science needs to be accurate when creating vaccinations, but it can be discredited by doctors, which is correct, because doctors have associations with certain industries that has nothing to do with the acts of vaccination that's trying to be put in place. So I like that she mentioned that. And also she mentioned the conspiracies. This is one thing that I forgot to mention in my podcast, but she mentioned the conspiracies in the science world, and which makes it harder to find the main issue of the problem that we're having today, which is the COVID-19. And when she said this, she related it to Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil, these unauthorized doctors publicly going on like TV and saying their thoughts and feelings about the COVID-19. And I feel like they have no credibility to do that, or their background is nothing to do with the relation to COVID-19. So they put in their input to it, which is kind of influencing the public, which can relate into like the public sphere, because they're getting influences, but can relate to the public, and the public's listening to all this shenanigans that Dr. Oz and Dr. Fields like feeding them, which I completely disagree with them. I'm not too big of a fan with them coming on live and like saying their input on the COVID-19 when they really not authorized to even say anything. Especially, I think I read into the Dr. Phil one, and he was talking about like people die each day. It was just very insensitive of him to say things like that, and it wasn't very professional at all. Because I would feel some type of way, like a doctor just say, oh, people die each day, like COVID-19. And he did it in relation to like, I think he did it in relation to car accidents, which car accidents can be easily prevented versus a COVID-19, who it's harder to prevent it when you really can't see it being happen. So that's what's crazy with me and the Dr. Phil thing. And also she did a lot of like reflecting the topic of the article to our reality, which I mentioned with the examples that she gave. So I really enjoy Ivani's week 15 podcast. I recommend it. And now we're gonna go to Xavier's podcast. Xavier's podcast is quiet. He had the chill. Overall, it was a good podcast, but I wanted more out of it. And you're gonna see why I wanted more, because he gives good thoughts, but I feel like sometimes he don't explain his thoughts in deep for like the audience can give that good understanding of what he's trying to say. Like he mentioned, what he loved about the article was that all these past articles, they've been mentioning keywords and abstracts, which is very helpful because it gives us a general idea of what we're going to be reading, which I feel like they made the readings that we've been reading since after spring break really easy. And also he discussed some of the issues from the article, like autism and politics, but he said he didn't like the portion of politics being played in the article. So the only thing what I mentioned at the beginning about Xavier thing, only thing I slick wanted to hear him more talk about his views about the politics part, since he didn't like it that much. I really wanted to know what he didn't like about the politics part, because I feel like the politics part of the article came into a big relation to what we have and going through today. So that's all I have about my responses from my peers. Thank you.